What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the Goddamn It Prayer. Goddamn the Dale, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you the second time after the aborted first attempt. Because we had the choice to.
Yummy.
From Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live on the East Coast of the United States of America. If you're listening to us in Bahrain.
Fuck you!
I don't know. Well, no, not fuck you.
I mean.
We enjoy your listenership.
No, that might be Bahrain.
Oh.
They might be saying that.
That would be. Some of the neighbors' response to us having a listener from Bahrain.
They would know what Bahrain is. They would know. What is Bahrain?
However you're listening to us, whether it be as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7, or if you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, we appreciate it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Whole shit ton of news to talk about.
A breathtaking amount of fucking news today.
A fuckstorm.
Oh, yes.
Of conservative and Trumpian and Republican.
A metric shitload.
Twattery.
Oh, yes. Much twattery.
I like you because you are special.
Oh, thanks, Mr. President.
You are so fucking gross.
Tweet us during the show. During the show, if you like, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can also join our Facebook page, Crab Diving, and check out what's on Instagram occasionally. Crab Diving. That's about it.
Yeah. Do you think when was the last time Melania was intimate with the POTUS?
How old is Barron?
I don't know. I really
14.
Is he 14? Yeah. So 14 years ago. What happened? Why did they fall out of love? Have they fallen out of love?
Have you met him? Have you seen him?
Trump?
Mean, have you?
Well, not up close, but yeah, I've met the guy. Not you know, the way we've all met him.
She might not have got what she bargained for.
What did she think she was getting? She's like these deplorables.
Well, there was that article early on in the presidency when they said that she was really not, that he wasn't supposed to win. And she was really not happy about him winning. And then especially after, you know, like the first 6 months of diarrhea drizzling from the sky.
Yummy.
They said she missed her lunches.
Oh, yes.
And her going shopping.
Oh,
and,
of course.
And she missed her day.
People that.
When Barron was in school, she'd go out.
Right.
And she had a gazillion dollars, and she was a socialite, and she missed that.
The ultra-rich have a great lifestyle.
They'll be okay.
And surely there are very few lifestyles that would be better. Like, there's no... Because we talked about this yesterday. The ultra-rich love to party because they're rich as fuck. They like to spend their money.
Right.
Even now, with this COVID, they go on jets, they get to places, they take these... 15-minute designer corona tests, find out it's everybody safe to fuck. They have orgies. They have appetizers.
Well, I mean, they take your temperature.
And then, right, they scan your temperature.
I don't know if they do genital swabbing to see if you've...
Right.
got any sure. STDs flying
oh,
around.
Oh, yes. They do a genital swab. Of course.
Let's see what else. Oh, thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link. Whenever you go to buy something from Amazon, if you use our link, crabdiving.com/Amazon, or if you go to our webpage, there's a banner, a crab diving Amazon banner. Click on that motherfucker and then go buy shit. And we get a little commission from your sale. Doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid, baby.
Jeff Bezos just drops a gold piece into our bucket.
Thank you for the shaving of DNA you've afforded us. You've afforded us, Oligarch Bezos. Thank you.
Shelby ringing in.
You know, his personal wealth has increased.
Yes.
More than anyone else. During this pandemic, sure. According to this graph I saw.
A lot of them are doing really, really, really well.
That's strange, because a lot of
today the stock market
are not
recovered to pre-COVID levels.
I wish.
Congrats, everybody.
God, it'd be great if we could recover.
Right.
Who gives a shit? What value? I'm having a hard time understanding the value of a high stock market if it's recovering. Right now.
Well, exactly.
The stock market's doing great. Why aren't we then? Right? It's supposed to be an indicator.
Well, if that doesn't indicate the inequality that's going on, I don't know what does.
I mean, what does it matter how the rich 1%ers are doing at their poker tables? Right. We're not in. They don't pay us.
Thanks for strapping in, everybody. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and they don't pay us. They should pay us more for that gambling, right? They should pay more taxes on that gambling.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Bernie said, there should be a transaction fee on every Wall Street trade of any kind.
Yeah, yeah.
And even if it's 1/10 of a cent per, that shit, because they're doing hundreds of thousands of trades a minute now with the computers doing all the trades. You know those the stock market floor of hundreds of dudes yelling and screaming and waving their hands
That's
around.
That's no more, right?
No, it's quiet.
Computers put a stop.
To that. It's a few dudes running around, you know, fiddling with computers.
Ooh, yes. Yeah, well, fuck.
So, a friend of mine was a runner back in the day in the Chicago Board of Trade.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was crazy.
I went down there a few times. It was bad shit. Yeah. It's just insane.
But, you know, if that tax that you're describing, if you put it on the transactions, how would these traders make money? They wouldn't make any money, right?
1/10 of a cent off a several $1,000 trade you're making?
That's it? That's all we're talking about?
Well, he says it's like a couple of cents on the dollar. Talking a percentage.
So why don't we do it then? That's why we suck as a country. Why can't we even do that? That's not that much.
Well, right, because they squeal.
It would benefit us. It would benefit the
country.
But
then they lose money. But,
you know, maybe this is what happens when you have a country that is situated the way we were. When something bad comes along, like a pandemic, we're not set up for it.
Right.
Because we're all fuckheads.
Well, the world.
The world was set up for it a lot better than we are.
Kind of, but this capitalism that's running the whole place just is obviously showing its Achilles heel.
Then why is our response so exaggerated? Why are we so much worse? Is Trump just that extraordinarily shitty? Is that what this is?
Well, because they took it more serious at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
And they got rid of... They lowered their curve, and now they're getting some spikes because then they, because of money, went and reopened again.
Right. Well, but wait, why didn't they, I still don't understand this. Why didn't they look at the info from the experts? Because no matter...
Well, they did, but eventually the rich fuckers that run the world took over.
But no matter what you believe, if there's a threat of a pandemic out there, there's no way... What kind of fucking economy is going to thrive in that? On restaurants? And going out? Yeah, I just don't understand that.
Who wants to go to the movies? Who wants to go to, I mean,
you
want
to go to a baseball game?
Except for a certain percentage of idiots out there. Who's going to go to a concert? Who's going to go?
There's not one fucking movie I'm seeing while this is out there.
I have a big TV.
Yeah. Hey, and if I didn't.
With pretty good speakers.
I don't have coronavirus, luckily, right now. But who knows? I could get my hair cut. It's Florida. You could go anywhere. You could go out anywhere and get this because everything's open.
At the HuffPo, the headline says, GOP-led Russia report.
Yay.
Manafort grave security threat.
Jeez.
So this is the Senate Intel Committee, which... Yeah. It was run mostly by Burr, right? And then he had to kind of...
He got in some trouble,
he had to kind of have a little sit down because of some insider trading bullshit.
Shit. Look at this insider trading. I got myself caught up in shit.
Which, oddly enough, our representative here in the 1st District of Florida...
Yes?
...has a tiny little stiffen pecker over.
Oh, really?
Remember, he was tweeting about how corrupt Burr was, and we need to hold ourselves to higher standards, and he needs to resign now, and all this and all that. It's like, what the fuck is going on? Maybe it was because he was kind of playing a little more fair in regards to the... compared to when the Republicans were in charge of any Russia hearings or anything like that.
Okay. Is he trying to hedge his bets or some shit like that?
He's trying to appear more real hearings. And I forget who the second there is that was even not really upset. You know, the Democrat was not upset with how Burr handled the intelligence committee in the Senate hearings on this whole thing. And apparently the results are out and it's, you know, there's vodka tinged Russian jizz everywhere.
Wow. Jeez, where do you get that at Walmart? No, you get that at the White House, apparently.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Just Trump's people were chatting it up with Russia?
Squeegee Trump.
Oh, yeah. But they were chatting with Russia. Or Trump was. Or his people.
Right.
Was it Jared or was it Ivanka?
Well, probably.
Was it Don? It was all of them.
Russia, this is the HuffPo, Russia used Republican political operative Paul Manafort, the WikiLeaks, I love WikiLeaks, website, and others to try to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election to help now President U.S. President Trump's campaign.
Damn!
According to the Senate panel.
Sorry. The dog won't stop scratching at the carpet.
According to the Senate panel, because she's frustrated. She wants more treats. She wants to play. She wants
something. Give her a fucking treat.
No, I don't want to encourage that behavior. This behavior I'll encourage. Good girl.
Right, right.
Good girl. Stop being an asshole and you get a treat.
Mm-hmm. Now,
there
now
you go. Now she's all quiet.
Give her a treat.
Now she gets a treat.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, this is fucked up food manipulation.
Yep. WikiLeaks. Played a key role in Russia's effort to assist Trump against Hillary Clinton.
Yay! Give it up for WikiLeaks, everybody! Thank you so much, guys!
They say WikiLeaks likely knew it was helping Russia in intelligence. Well, duh.
Yay! Another hand for WikiLeaks! Thanks so much,
I guess they can't prove where WikiLeaks got the emails from.
Yes.
But it's widely considered to have been initially hacked by Russian intelligence.
Oh, okay.
And then somehow, oops, made it over to WikiLeaks.
He asked for that, though. He said that on TV. Our president said that on TV. WikiLeaks.
And that day, remember, they've gone back now, and they can see a spike.
In hacking?
Yeah.
That's weird.
In Russian fuckery.
Wow, what a... He asked for Russian fuckery, and he got it.
The report found that President Vladimir Putin personally directed the Russian efforts to hack computer networks and accounts affiliated with the Democratic Party and to leak information damaging to Clinton. The reports were also, I don't know if that's been confirmed yet, that they had gotten into the Republicans too, which may explain how so many Republicans are willing to bend over and powder their holes
for
all things Russia.
You're saying that maybe Nunes or...
There's that. I didn't say it. I'm repeating a conspiracy.
What about Lindsay?
Some people are saying, you know, it lots seems of people, like... many people are saying, have even saying...
It seems like Lindsay says some things every now and then that make me think that about him. Is that crazy? Am I nuts? Am I being cynical?
Who knows? That's how the former GRU, now what, the FSB or whatever, that's how the Russian intelligence rolls.
Listen, all I'm saying is just think about it as if you work for that thing that you just said. What is it? The GSB? The GSU?
The GRU. The GRU. The KGB is the former. The GRU is like Russian intelligence, but
when
the
Vladimir
FSB
Putin
is
says
the
to
police,
you,
I think now or something.
I need you to infiltrate Republicans in the House and in the Senate. I need you to find info on them so we can have leverage. Look through all their financial shit, find something or then, or we're going to ship your fucking family to Siberia. I need you to do this for me. So I think we need to be realistic with Putin and what he can do.
Right?
I don't think, I mean, you know, if it's some guy's job all day to sit in a cube and find shit on Lindsey Graham, he's going to goddamn find shit on Lindsey Graham.
Well, and think of who we're talking about, too.
Yes.
I mean, those are rich minds to
Lindsey.
You know, everywhere.
Right. Tom Cotton. Who knows? We don't
know. The panel was formerly called the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Also said that Manafort collaborated with Russians, including oligarch Oleg Deripaska and an alleged Russian intelligence operative, Konstantin Kilimnik, before, during, after the election.
Right. That's, what's his face, his buddy, right? The guy, he was found guilty, but then for some reason the DOJ dropped the case because I don't know. They just didn't feel like doing their job or something. Oh, Mike Flynn. That sounds like Mike Flynn.
Yeah, one of maybe Deripaska was. Yeah. I forget who he was. He was talking to Kislyak, though, wasn't
he? Yes, that's it. I'm sorry. Kislyak.
These are the oligarchs. He was talking to the diplomats.
This is like reading a Chekhov play. Just forget who people are. I don't know why. Crazy names.
The panel found that Manafort's role and proximity to Trump created opportunities for Russian intelligence.
Ooh.
Quote, his high-level access and willingness to share information with individuals closely affiliated with the Russian intelligence services represented a grave counterintelligence threat.
Oh, shit!
So there goes your... if they start looking into the Russian investigations, here's one of your reasons.
Yeah, but here's what I don't understand. We knew that Paul Manafort had a relationship with Russia prior to this, and we knew that he worked on some campaigns in Ukraine to support Putin's guy, right? He ran...
Yeah, right.
To me, it's weird that... That is a guy we want to let in our political system or in our electoral system or something. Why should a guy like that be allowed to work on somebody like Trump's campaign?
Well, where did he come from? Like, who all of a sudden was like, hey, we got this guy that'd be great to run your campaign?
Maddow did a show about that.
Right.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Then let's not forget, Manafort is the one that picked Mike Pence. Manafort is the one that lied to Trump.
Yeah.
And told them that the plane was fucked up in Indianapolis and they had to stay another night so that he could meet with Mike Pence.
Right.
And then Trump liked him after that. Because up until allegedly, Chris Christie was his guy. And that Mike Pence wooed him.
Would our country be better if it were Chris Christie as vice president? What a weird question, but.
Maybe.
Who do you feel better?
I think Christie might have at some level. God, this might be the stupidest thing
so
I've ever
evil,
said.
Man.
Yeah,
he's so bad.
I mean, there might have been a little pushback. I think, and there was like during the campaign and everything. Which is why Trump like chose to humiliate him with the, you know,
cookies, fat.
And cookies and shit like that. And yeah,
you dick.
But I think the way Mother's husband wooed Trump was he just rimmed the fuck out of him for an hour and a half.
And Putin
Mr. President, I'm so excited. I think you're going to do great things. I love what you do. You're such a genius. You're a financial genius. And the evangelicals love you and trust you and blah, 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 blah. And Trump's like, oh, I like this guy. He's not going to try to get my job.
Right.
Because, you know, that's how he thinks. Yeah, he probably thought, oh, Chrissy's going to try to get my job.
He's paranoid. Yeah. And he thinks everyone is out to get him. Now, I don't know. That seems like that's unhealthy, right?
Well, right.
Yeah. Do you think what happened was Putin just sent a text to Manafort? Was like, tell him the plane is broken down. You can't leave for another night. Tomorrow you will meet with Mike Pence to discuss. You think it's like that?
But where does Pence come into it? I mean, do they have something on Pence? Yeah. Like, why?
Why
all of a sudden Mike Pence,
you know,
bubbles up out of nowhere? Was it just a truly?
I bet.
Let's get the evangelicals on board. Is it that,
dude?
Is it that benign of a reason? Or
I bet if you talk,
a hard time believing that.
Well, I bet if you talk to people in that intelligence deal over there in Russia, they might. Some of those people might know more about politics than we do in our own country.
You think so?
Yes, abso-fucking-lutely. I bet they know all about the battleground states. I mean, if they're throwing all this time into all this social media, you know, all this false information campaign, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they?
All right. They're doing whatever they can.
It's real bizarre.
And then deny.
Yeah, because no one's going to investigate Vladimir motherfucking Putin over there. I don't think so.
I mean, there seems to be a growing dissent even over there. It seems like there have been actual protests where people weren't mowed down by the police
and
stuff like that. Although I'm sure
a lot
of camera footage took a lot of pictures of people and they're getting visits.
Right. And no one calls for his impeachment. Putin, even, you know, when they don't like the things he does.
No, because he purged everybody.
Right.
How does that sound familiar?
I think it sounds like something Trump would be really fucking into, man. I think that's his affinity for these guys. I think he sees these guys and he visits China and he bitches and he complains. Xi, nobody fucks with Xi. Nobody fucks with Xi.
Right, or Kim.
Yeah, they get to do whatever they want. And if they do something, he's a strong leader. They go get their guy. They throw him out of a window or something.
Right.
I think he likes that.
Why can't I shoot Chris Cuomo with an anti-aircraft gun?
Cuomo's speaking tonight, Andrew.
Last night.
Oh, he spoke last night. Fuck. Who's speaking tonight?
I have to look. It was not bad. I mean, you know, I'm sure we'll get to that. I was just going to read the Drudge Report.
Oh, good.
Headline before we get to. I mean, you know, it's a different vibe.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, it's got to be.
Right.
But I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Oh,
it's the same headline. This is interesting that Drudge is pushing this.
Yeah. Come on, intern. Quit scratching.
That Trump says we may have to redo the election.
We haven't done it yet, though. We haven't done it yet.
Well, right.
God, that's ominous, huh?
This is just more bullshit.
Oh, yes. We may have to redo it, guys. What's he going to say at the end of the election? They're like, guys, we took a good hard look at this election, and we got to do a redo.
Well, what he's saying is, you know, if I lose, obviously, we're going to have to redo the election.
What does that mean? Are we going back to square one? Is it Biden versus Trump? Are we picking a new nominee? What does that look like?
I want to run against Hillary again.
Fine. I'm fine with that. I don't give a shit.
I think she'd probably kick his ass this time.
People
again, too.
Will vote
even
for
as much as people don't like her.
The question, this is where the maggots can't face reality. when you asked him, don't you think Hillary would do a better job managing this pandemic? And if they say no, fuck them. That means they're operating on, you know, some weird fucking cult level. They're crazy.
So here is Trump, of course, during what's supposed to be an event celebrating Susan B. Anthony and his ridiculous pardon of her posthumously.
Congratulations, Susan.
Congrats, Susan.
You deserve it.
You're still dead.
You deserve it, though. She deserves it of all the people.
Well, I'm a little surprised it hasn't happened before.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
And God damn it that they let this asshole do it. But it's you know, so empty and obvious, yeah, pandering.
Yeah. Well,
holy
know.
Shit, I feel like I lost IQ points when I heard that he did it, because it's like, it's so pandering to the stupid.
And
women hate me. I know. I'm gonna give a pardon to that nasty woman that used to hold rallies to get to vote and everything.
I mean, he's an alleged rapist, an alleged sexual assaulter.
Sure.
I mean, and by a lot of people, he's been alleged of this by a lot of people, and I think it's nice that he's pardoning Susan B. Anthony, but this guy hates women. I don't understand what he's. I mean, I, it's nice that he's doing it. I know it's not right. It's not nice because he's using it.
Right.
He's denigrating her memory and what she did. If Susan B. Anthony
was
reanimated.
Good thing on his side for a shitty reason.
What would she say to him over this?
I don't believe Ms. Anthony would be a big Trump fan.
She would tell him to fuck off. Fuck the fuck off.
I don't know
off.
If she would have spoken that way, but yeah.
Yeah, man.
Reading.
I mean, imagine what
Donald Trump.
I mean, just imagine what Susan B. Anthony went through, and to think someone is going to use what she did to try to stay in office, especially this guy. It's just so fucked up, man.
I know she was on a coin nobody liked.
She worked for
nobody
me.
Nobody wanted to use it. Very unpopular.
What
if you make a Trump coin?
Oh, yeah. There
everybody
is.
Everybody will love it.
There is a Trump coin.
But I mean, like a real. He's wondering when his face is going to be on a real, stuff.
Right. Your face is going to be on something, all right.
You know, in other countries, they put their current leader on their money sometimes. He made it about him during his announcement of a posthumous presidential pardon for pioneering women's rights activist Susan B. Anthony, who died in 1906. Trump was asked about his feud with the Democratic Party over mail-in voting, so he took questions, which you shouldn't do.
Why? Because you're not making it about this moment.
Right.
Pardoning Susan B. Anthony is a great thing to do.
Is he going to go on later and do his little COVID shuffle again? Or do we have to look at his fucking face twice in one day?
I don't know. I mean, if Obama had pardoned Susan B. Anthony, he would have spoken about it.
She was a nasty woman, rabble rouser.
If Obama... He didn't give a fuck about Susan B. Anthony.
He said the Democrats want to make it a political. Oh, I might have audio.
Oh my God. How sad. Susan B. Anthony, if you're listening from beyond the grave, I'm so sorry.
I'm shocked. Yeah,
and I'm so sorry we let this happen. This is on us.
Well, no, I mean, I voted the right way.
Yeah.
In California, like it meant anything.
I meant humans in general.
Oh,
I
yeah,
mean,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah. Existentially, we've really fucked up.
Existentially, this is a real bad one.
This is our president.
Commission.
Mr. President, could I ask about Saturday, the House vote on the Postal Service bill? Is that something that you will be...
Well, we'll talk about that later. We will talk about that. The Democrats want to make it a political issue.
Here we go. We'll talk about it later, but I'll be happy to talk about it right now and shit on the Democrats.
I'll talk about the part I want to talk about right now.
It's not a political issue. It's really about a correct vote. You have to get voting right. You can't have millions and millions of ballots sent all over the place, sent to people that are dead, sent to dogs, cats. Sent everyone. This is a serious situation. This is
where dogs. What, Shelby? Did you say get a cats?
Yeah. Did he say cats too?
He did.
Dogs are. See, this is very.
Did
telling.
Shelby get a ballot?
Shelby, give me that ballot. Drop it. He hates dogs.
He hates animals.
Dogs
yeah,
is
yeah.
like a negative thing all the time.
Yes, yes. Beat him like a dog.
Yeah. Dogs. He means Mexicans are voting.
Serious situation. This isn't games, and you have to get it right. I just want to get it right. Win, lose, or draw. I think we're going to win. Win, lose, or draw. We have to get it right.
So were they getting it right with their bill?
Well, they're going to do something in Congress, but everything they do is political. As an example, why don't they do it now instead of on Monday? They picked a day, actually. They picked another day on Monday, as you know. Well, that's when the Republican convention starts. Why don't they do it during the Democrat convention? Because everything they do, Nancy and Chuck, they play...
And these poor women, there's a row of women behind him who
Nancy
are probably, I don't know who they are. I don't want to shit on them before I know who they are.
They're standing behind
him. But they did agree to, right.
Supporting him.
They did agree to show up
Nancy
at this event.
And Chuck.
This is one of those calls where, I don't know, do you, I don't think I would lend credence to his.
You cannot. Stand behind this
yeah,
man.
I would
he
not.
Is a
I would probably not go. But
fucking barbarian.
I can't speak for the motivations of everyone there. So,
because everything they do, Nancy and Chuck, they play games. How's it working out? I think this is the White House, isn't it? How's it working out for them? Not so good. So I will tell you, it's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. We have to have honest. Voting. That's what this is all about here. It's honest voting. You can't take me.
Now he's pointing to the women. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As few of them are nodding their heads. Oh, yeah. Okay. Another woman. There's an African American woman who's, of course, over his shoulder.
Yeah.
She's not really nodding along.
No. I want a president that.
You stop there.
When he gives a speech, has references that are not from game shows.
Right.
Win, lose, or draw.
Right, right.
He said that twice. And I don't even
well,
know.
Well, but that was a horse racing term before
correctly.
Before the TV show.
Okay. Is it, can he reference something from a, some
so he may be referencing a 1930s high, reference
yeah.
instead of.
Can he,
instead
are
of
there the, any novels he can reference? Is there any references that he can have?
Oh, come
life?
On.
From wrestling.
Literature.
Football,
oh, there you go. There
or,
you go.
Yeah.
You know, football, I mean, wrestling a little bit more. Not football. He pretends to
what
like football.
What is he like? We got to see. We got a guy in office.
Himself.
That, yeah, he likes himself. He likes to rape. He likes hanging out with Ivanka, checking her out. He likes, you know, he likes
voting.
Happy Meals.
That's what this is all about here. It's honest voting. You can't take millions of ballots, send them haphazardly all over the country or all over a state and expect to come out properly.
They, you know what?
No one's doing that.
They don't. They go out to registered voters.
No. Hey, listen.
Not haphazardly.
If it was you guys, if you guys were in charge of sending this out, then yeah, I would agree with you. It would be haphazard. It would be shitty. It would be fucked up. But you aren't. It's not haphazardly, right?
Right.
Not properly. And if you look at the last 10 elections where they did this universal. And by the way, absentee is great. It's been working for a long time.
What is the difference?
The same thing. There's no difference.
Absentee is great.
Absentee is great. It's been working for a long time, like in Florida. Absentee, you request, and it comes in, and then you send it back.
That's mail-in voting!
Well...
And you don't need a reason. We don't need a reason here in Florida. I logged onto a website and did a click. And said, send me my ballot, and I was done.
I tell you, and if you were a reasonable government, you would even encourage that.
Well, right.
I would be like, I'd rather the post office do this work. I mean, not to be a dick.
Well,
than,
and
than
most
me.
Republicans want it. Because a lot of places, their people vote more or just as much as the Democrats.
And listen,
so that's why they're like, you've got to back off this.
And let's get real. Let's get real. We aren't going back. Yeah, we're not going back to the way things were for a long ass motherfucking time. So anything we can do to keep people from having to be together in the same place. Because thank you, Donald Trump, and you deplorable fuckchunts that just had to vote for this racist, you know, ineffective piece of fucking shit. We can't gather in groups. So this is something we could do if we just did universal mail-in voting. Then you don't even have to, no one has to go to the polls, right? And that's safer.
Well, right. But if you want to, you should still have that option.
But we should encourage people not to gather.
Of course. But
we're all dying in the shit because of Trump.
Because we are America, we should give people the option.
Absolutely.
To be able to go vote.
Right.
If they want to stand in line and catch COVID or give people COVID.
Right. Bring a mask and bring a lunch. That's what Michelle Obama fucking said.
Absentee is great, but universal is going to be a disaster, the likes of which our country has never seen. It'll end up being a rigged election, or they will never come out with an outcome. They'll have to do it again. And nobody wants that, and I don't want that.
So if I win, we won't have to worry about it. But if I lose, then it's a rigged election, and we're going to have to do it again.
What do we do about this? What do you do about this?
The Democrats are organizing. There's the new plan your vote initiative, which is you got to take a little bit more charge and make sure you find out if you're in a state. There's now, I forgot the number, but a shit ton of states where you can
track your vote.
You can get a mail-in ballot.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of them where you can get it with no reason.
Right.
Many of them where you need a reason, you can use the COVID as a reason.
Yes.
I don't believe Texas is one of them because I thought we did the story that Texas specifically passed a law saying you can't use the COVID.
You know what's weird about that?
As an excuse.
There's a lot of COVID there.
Well, it's Republicans, man.
But if you could use the COVID as an excuse on any ballot,
or it might have been a court decided. Either way.
We have to get rid of these politicians that don't give a shit about science. Just saying, you know.
But if you have the ability to mail in your ballot, do it as early as possible.
Right. Right.
Right when you get that motherfucker. Absolutely. Are you going to change your mind?
No.
Fill it out.
I'm on the fence.
Follow the directions. Get a friend to make sure you followed the directions. Get a third
smart friend
to make sure you all followed directions.
Smart friend that wears a fucking mask.
Sign the outside. Do what you need to do. Include your DNA sample, whatever you fucking need to do according to your state. Because they will be eagerly looking for ballots to throw away.
That are incorrect.
Everywhere that Republicans are in charge.
Yes. Boy, that is, jeez. Well, how cynical
of
you.
That's real.
Jeez. How could that happen in America? We're supposed to be the model of fucking democracy on this fucking planet.
That's why
planet.
When I was an election judge 1,000 years ago in Chicago, in the south side of Chicago, and some of the election judges fucked up and didn't initial for like a couple of hours, didn't initial the outside of the ballot before they put it into the box. And at the end of the day, when we're going through them and looking at them and counting the ballots and everything, not the results, counting the number of the ballots, they were like, oh, shit. And there were like 48, 50 ballots that hadn't been initialed.
Yeah.
And one of the judges literally said, oh, well, I'll just do it now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And I was like, no, you can't do that. Because how do we know when I was taking a piss, somebody else was doing something.
They could have stopped the ballot.
Or slipped two in at a time, a few, or
come
whatever.
On. But wait a
probably
second.
Didn't happen.
Well,
they
you're on the south side
up.
Of Chicago?
Well, yeah, see?
Nobody cheats there. Nobody ever cheated
so
there.
So I had
election.
To challenge those votes, and they were losing their minds. They were mad at me, and I'm like, I can't. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
And then I was the one in charge of driving the ballots once the number was tallied, number of ballots and not challenged ballots was tallied to literally a dude in a parking lot
guy
in a station wagon, a big fat south side of Chicago guy is like,
put it in the back.
Hey kid, what's going on?
I got to drag these by somebody's house real quick.
Yeah, we're going to go change a few of these anyway.
You got any pencils?
He's like, how'd it go? And I said, I had to challenge like 50. He was like, motherfucker. He was like, what happened? I told him. He's like, oh, God damn it. It's so stupid. But he wasn't mad that I did it.
Yeah.
Who's a Democrat? They want people to vote.
Yeah. And like, I mean,
especially in that area. That could have came. Heavy Democrat area.
They could have came back to bite you in the ass or something.
Well, yeah.
Or you could have agreed and you could have said, and after you said, listen, you could have taken the guy aside and say, hey, you either put some money in a bag.
Oh, no. If he would have offered. No, it's Chicago. He would have offered me money to shut the hell up.
Why didn't he offer you 50 bucks?
Because he didn't care.
I mean, oh, he didn't care.
50 votes. And that ward anyway was,
yeah,
like I said, not an issue. But
gosh.
Anyway, that was an interesting event.
Right. Chicago has crazy ass politics.
Yeah. Even to this day.
Yeah.
Was that the Drudge Report?
But not like Richie Daley in the 90s. When I lived there in the 90s, there's always crazy stories. I mean,
well, from what I understand,
fucking Christ,
Richie Daley, the dad in the 60s and 70s is crazy. He's the one that
wanted to beat the shit out of people.
That Kelsey Grammer's show, Boss, was modeled after, kind of.
Jeez.
Those are your headlines, by the way.
Do you think Kelsey Grammer would make a good president?
Well, I mean, look at the bar right now.
This is the First Lady, Camille.
Oh, not Camille.
Wait,
they hate each other, remember?
He got remarried. He remarried someone who's like 20.
And he's gotten more kids again.
You dumb fuck.
I believe.
Oh, my God. You're going to have to... Kelsey Grammer, he is going to do Frasier again. I bet you everything...
Didn't we do a story about that? Of course, they're sniffing around that.
Right.
Somehow doing some sort of reboot of Frasier.
This is how I would do it. I would have that happen, but then I would have David Hyde Pierce back. But I would give David Hyde Pierce some nerve disease or something, so his legs don't work quite right, and he has to use a cane and sit in a chair and give him the dog. And I would make him John Mahoney's character.
The dog is no longer with us either.
Well, you got to get another dog. He's this one.
Eddie.
Yeah. Shelby!
Real name, Moose.
Oh, yeah? Gosh.
Moose. Well, yeah. I think I'm looking. I don't see it in the news, but I really thought I had heard somewhere that there were sniffs around
a
possible Frasier reboot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here it is.
Of course.
A couple months ago, a Frasier reunion is still in the works.
Yeah.
Reveals star Perry Gilpin.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So Roz.
Right. Right.
Kelsey Grammer reprised his role as Dr. Frasier Crane in the 1993 pilot episode Frasier.
Yes.
From Cheers. He was Frasier on Cheers, which then ended up on NBC for 11 seasons.
Good God, man. He's right. They're right to reboot this character. I mean, they really are.
37 Emmy Awards along the way.
Oh my gosh! I want to thank Jesus Christ for this award. Is he into God? Is he a Christian?
Kelsey
Grammer?
I don't think
an evangelical.
So. Perry Gilpin, who played Roz, spoke to Metro News on the possibility of a Frasier special revival. The interview came on the heels of a cast reunion over Zoom. And on April 2020, to raise money for COVID-19 relief through the Actors Fund, that featured Kelsey Grammer, David Hyde Pierce, Perry Gilpin, Jan Leaves, and Dan Butler.
Okay, who's Dan Butler?
Oh my God! What was
some dude
name?
At the radio station?
The little dude from the radio station that
Bulldog.
Bulldog,
okay.
Bulldog.
What? Who's the dog playing Eddie? Who's playing Eddie?
I didn't believe Eddie was there.
Not that I know. Oh, yes. That's that's Mr. Buttons. Oh, Mr. Buttons does great work. I'm so glad they were able to sign Mr. Buttons on. Does that happen with dogs?
Not in a while.
Let me see Shelby's resume.
I don't know if there's been like a famous dog in a while.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you had your Lassie and your Rin Tin Tin.
I guess it's ugly. Kitty.
What was that dog in the 70s?
Grumpy Cat.
What was that dog in the 70s that had those movies? A little scraggly Benji. Brown. Benji. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Benji.
No more Benji.
Balto is
right.
Cartoon.
You were in that.
One of the DVDs.
Which dog were you?
I was the host of the.
I was a Bichon Frise.
I said, "Hi, everybody! Help Balto get through the woods."
Not tonight, he ain't.
Balto just took a shit. Help Balto pick it up.
Hey, take it up on my chest,
don't
Balto.
Let him eat it.
Don't let him eat it.
So anyway, she mentioned that there's a lot of talk about it. A reunion is possible, definitely.
Yay.
I think there's something going on, but I don't know exactly what or whether it will actually happen. So, you know, it's Hollywood. Everybody's always circle jerking to try to resurrect some old zombie that made 1,000 or 1,000 people rich.
What about the Cosby Show? You know, and it's handle it the way they did House of Cards.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like Arrested Development where her dad was in jail that whole season.
That's so fucked up.
And you just cut over.
Theo's hiding his dad. No, you know, that would be an amazing start to the sitcom. It starts with them just learning the news that Dr. Huxtable was picked up on, you know, he's a serial rapist. Nobody knew. And it's the whole season.
That's real funny.
That's what they deal
with. Some funny shit.
Comedy is rooted in tragedy.
Uh-huh. Ha 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 ha. What else have we got going on? Postal chief.
Yes.
Is now seems to be maybe waddling back.
Ooh.
All the changes.
Why? What happened?
That have been happening. I don't know. Speculation.
Yeah.
That he may be realizing that he could be in some trubs for the shit that's happening. If it's tied to political reasons,
right.
If they can say, "Hey, this guy's making all these changes to fuck with the mail because they know it'll help Republicans overall,"
yeah.
Then that's a felony.
No
fucking
one,
with the mail is a felony.
Let me tell you something. This guy has fuck tons of money. Do you think DeJoy has a lawyer? That he knows.
Oh, yeah.
So he has a lawyer that talks to him about. Did his lawyer not take him aside and say, "Listen, you know, if you're going to run this guy's postal service, do you realize if you do something, you know, criminal, they're going to throw you in jail and Trump's going to throw you under the fucking bus?" Nobody mentioned that to this fuckhead.
I don't know if they believe it. I think they're all so arrogant that they think it's not going to happen to them, and they're invincible, and they can handle Trump and
goddamn, it's like blatant conflicts of interest, right?
Yeah. Well, Trump doesn't care about that.
Do they not think anyone would see this?
Do you think Billy Barr is going to leap? Well, not that he can leap. But do you think he's going to ooze upon the top of anything?
I'm just picturing him listening, Billy Barr, right now. It's like, goddamn it, Patrick says the meanest shit. Fuck him, God.
I was a pole vaulter in middle school.
I ate a middle school pole vaulter. Or, you know.
Lindsay's like, "That was that one."
Yeah.
A
Pinky Mouse. Mickey Mouse.
Postmaster Jen. That is the laziest bark.
Are you dreaming or is she actually
barking? No, she's
barking.
She's laying in the window in her bed. Where she can.
Yeah.
Put her
barely
head
barking
on the windowsill and look out the window.
Go get him, buddy.
And she's just kind of.
Thank you.
Without getting up, her leg is dangling over the edge. She's very.
Do you
relaxed.
Smell a Republican, Shelby?
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy announced today that he's suspending the, quote, longstanding operational initiatives at the United States Postal Service. Amid fears that the changes could delay election mail this fall in the middle of the pandemic.
He's ceasing all the illegal shit because guess whose testicles went straight up his asshole when he found out he's going to get interviewed by Katie Porter.
It's so dishonest. Quote, this is his statement. To avoid even the appearance of any impact on election mail, I am suspending these initiatives until after the election is concluded.
But what about Trump's statement? When he said, you know, if the post office might not be able to handle this with all these changes. Did he kind of say that that's what their plan was?
You got to save the post office.
He said, but he said they wanted to do this to fuck with the election, kind of out loud, right?
Well, yeah, he doesn't want to give extra money to the post office to, because then they're going to use it on universal mail-in.
That's right.
And then it's obviously going to be rigged and we're just going to have to do it over again.
Is that not a damning statement?
In an alternate universe, in one of the other timelines that we didn't get stuck with.
Right. I mean, that just seems like something that is blatant. I mean, it's blatant.
Well, that's like how Ukraine Trump call. Rolls, yeah.
It's like the thing with the... What is it the...
His base doesn't care. That's the whole thing.
They don't care that our ambassador...
He's saving
UK.
Their gun. No, that priss.
Strong-arming, they wanted the World Cup.
Those cucks.
Or the...
those British cucks.
What did they want?
We saved their ass in World War II.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, guys. Wait. I mean, waited a while, though, right?
In his statement, DeJoy said that mail processing equipment and blue collection boxes will remain where they are, and overtime has and will continue to be approved as needed.
Great. Why were you guys collecting all those mailboxes in the sorting machines and destroying those, right? Why were you doing that, wacko?
Well, they're upgrading and streamlining everything, the process, right? Great. Cost cutting, because, you know, it's such a shithole over there.
You're upgrading. Where's the new shit?
And it's a shithole for one reason.
They're not funding it. They're not giving any money, and they're making them pay for their pensions.
It's that bullshit pension funding law that they have over there.
But he said it was upgrades.
The post office was profitable before that.
So this makes me nuts. They are the party that says we should run our country like a business. What business runs like that?
It was kind of bipartisan, but yeah, I think it was started by Republicans.
What business would operate like that? Hi, we're profitable. Wait, let's do this thing we don't have to do to make ourselves not profitable. No one would do that.
And it's because they hate the postal union. So they wanted to blame all the troubles on the postal union. Oh, if these takers didn't want pensions and didn't want good health care, didn't want overtime and all that stuff.
Earlier this year, there's all these stories coming out about the conditions these postal workers work in. And they drive in Los Angeles, there are trucks that they drive without AC.
Oh,
they don't have fucking AC, man. In some of these delivery trucks. You know, and they're not given enough time to deliver the mail anyway. And letter carriers die of heat stroke every fucking year in those trucks and walking because their load's too. I don't mean their workload is too much.
Right.
We have to do something about their working conditions before COVID.
How about creating some jobs, hiring more people?
Or how about this? Just saying, hi, we live in America. It's a free country. And sometimes it's going to be expensive to keep people safe, which is okay because we don't want people to die.
Yeah. So that is the headline there at Politico. DeJoy suspends postal service changes under pressure.
Okay.
Under pressure.
Are they still pushing? Okay, so that part of the plan, the post office part of the rigging the election, that's done. They're done with that for now. What about Kanye?
Made it to the ballot in Utah. I saw it.
Does he get a lot of support there in Utah?
I can't imagine.
What's his
He's
plan?
He's getting a lot of support anywhere.
Hi, Kanye. Thanks so much for coming to our town hall. What is your plan to get rid of COVID-19?
Oh, he's probably going to pray it away. The Lord Jesus will protect.
Not prayer.
He's gone crazy, Jesus, right?
God.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yay, wee-wee.
I've got... where's some of the funny shit that I had?
Oh, gosh. Has it been depressing?
Well, I mean, we could talk about the good shit. Michelle Obama.
Oh, yes.
Was amazing.
That was awesome. But scary.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a wake-up call.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit. I can find it.
She said it could get worse. She said this shit could get worse.
Everyone, it's a hard time, and everyone's feeling it in different ways. And I know a lot of folks are reluctant to tune into a political convention right now or to politics in general. Believe me, I get that. But I am here tonight because I love this country with all my heart. And it pains me to see so many people hurting. I've met so many of you. I've heard your stories. And through you, I have seen this country's promise.
God damn.
So she was amazing, right?
Adults.
And I think I saw one where they were saying, you know, Barack Obama has been considered one of the better orators of our time.
Yeah.
And now we have to say there's two in the family because she was amazing.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about it. It was a different vibe. Like, we've seen her give speeches and good speeches at events before. But
oh yeah,
I think because it was her and a camera,
yeah,
that it had more of that one-on-one feel to it, like you're FaceTiming with her.
Yes.
And it's not, there's not, like, she may not be as comfortable in front of a big, giant, fucking screaming, laughing, applauding crowd as she is sitting in a studio.
Yeah,
Barack's probably sitting right there.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Do you think off screen he's directing her? He's like
making faces, he's whipping his dick out.
Is it true?
Helicoptering off on the side.
But you know, they must work together. She probably worked with Barack on all his fucking speeches, and they probably rehearsed in front of each other, right? Throughout the years of all his fucking speeches.
I would assume they run shit by each other, sure.
Especially in the early days. They probably know. They're probably similar. Similarly skilled at this shit. You know, just like Trump and Melania. Similarly skilled at public speaking, I think.
Be best.
It's not fair. We're just listening to this reasonable speech, this speech which I kind of feel like the tone couldn't be better. And like, just realizing that as a, just take everything, take the politics out of all this shit. Hi, we're a group of people. We're living on a rock. And the one person we pick to lead us on this rock is killing us all. But wait, look at this person. Why didn't we pick her? Why isn't she leading us? Because we're fucking idiots.
Well, yeah.
Do we think we can survive in such a fucked up climate? And the world's so fucked up by not doing everything we can to make sure the best person is our president? I mean, fuck me. This is stupid. I mean, not her speech. I mean, the Trump presidency is so stupid.
So if you take one thing from my words tonight, it is this. If you think things cannot possibly get worse, trust me, they can and they will if we don't make a change in this election. If we have any hope of ending this chaos, we have got to vote for Joe Biden like our lives depend on it.
Damn. Damn. Holy shit. It's going to get worse. You better go vote. And then she even tells you to pack a fucking snack. She might be there a long time.
So, she was amazing by almost all accounts.
Yes.
Amazing, of course.
Right, right, right.
Even at Fox.
Why is she not running for fucking president?
She hates politics.
I don't give a shit.
She hates politics.
It's just, we're not picking the best person. And not a knock on Joe Biden, but why do we have such a knack for not picking the best person? What is wrong with us? I'm sorry. That's a great speech.
So over at Fox.
Yes.
There was, you know, they're covering
the
convention. And even at Fox.
Yeah.
They are, well, here. This is Dana Perino.
Perino.
She said some stupid shit. I don't think she's one of the. I don't think she's one of the.
Is that her credit?
Top level, like shit spewers over there at Fox.
Yeah,
but you know, she's. I think she's.
Yeah.
Crazy curious.
Is she bigger than Deanna Lorraine? Less than 2% of the vote. Deanna Lorraine.
No. Deanna Lorraine, who tweeted.
We have to get to that. I'll read it. God.
Over the course of the night, the first virtual convention of our history, I think they would say that Michelle Obama stuck the landing.
Chris Wallace, your thoughts?
Well, I agree with Dana. You know, it's interesting. Michelle Obama,
I saw the whole clip. She actually goes on longer than that.
Yeah.
And is very full of praise for Michelle Obama and what a great speech it was and how inspiring and everything. Here's Chris Wallace.
Chris Wallace, your thoughts?
Well, I agree with Dana. You know, it's interesting. Michelle Obama, as she said, doesn't like politics. And she said that this speech was her main contribution to the Biden campaign. It was a heck of a contribution. She really flayed, sliced and diced Donald Trump, talking about chaos and confusion and lack of empathy, especially coming from this president and from this White House. Spoke more about the deficits of Donald Trump than the pluses of Joe Biden, but did talk about especially, not so much policies, but especially his empathy, what he's been through and his care for average Americans. She said, we have to vote.
You know, it was an amazing speech.
Right.
And it's really tragic that she doesn't like politics. I just don't understand that. I don't get it.
So that was Chris Wallace.
Yes, God. You think, is that going to piss Trump off? I mean, that's going to bother him, right?
He's a rhino. They hate him anyway. Then they went to Juan Williams, who was unsurprisingly flattering.
Right.
He's the alleged liberal on
Juan Williams can say some fucked up shit from time to
time. Well, that's why I said alleged. You know? Yeah. So then they get... No, mostly everybody's pretty happy.
Yeah?
And then they cut to Brit Hume.
Oh, no.
Brit Hume. They cut over to him, and he's all sour-faced and angry. You could tell he hates everything he's heard. How can everybody be praising this woman?
How can you listen to that speech and not be moved, though?
And he's got this angry like Sam the Eagle from the Muppets face. Well,
that's perfect, but drunk.
Like Sam the Eagle fucked a bloodhound.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And kind of had this angry droopy face thing. So that's
Sam the Eagle's like, okay,
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's Wednesday.
My lawyers will be contacting you.
Here's what Brit Hume had to say.
Foot forward. This really was their best foot forward on the first night.
That's Brett Baer tossing it to Brit Hume.
Oh, God, what a horrible guy.
She was very good. She's a very good speaker. For someone who doesn't like politics, she certainly is good at it.
There's a shot.
Yep.
That's a shot.
This is a shot saying all those emotional things she said, all those appeal to your heart and your mind, that's bullshit virtue signaling. Don't fall for that.
Yeah, she's good. She's really good.
Fuck you.
For somebody who doesn't like politics.
A very good speaker. For someone who doesn't like politics, she certainly is good at it. And I don't dispute anything my colleagues have said here about how effective the speech was. But it's a noteworthy factor the way we view these things that we're talking here about the style and some broad themes. We're not talking about the specifics of what she said, which was absolutely laced with distortions and exaggerations. But
oh my God,
absolutely laced with distortions.
God, you unfeeling piece of fucking bottom feeding fucknut. You're garbage. I mean, my God, how can you not feel anything after what she said? That's the thing. That speech. That's going to be the best speech, right? That's the best speech.
Well, we'll see, because but it's going to be a hard one to top, yeah.
At the end of that speech, even on Zoom, the end, you just, there's that moment where your heart's in your fucking throat.
And then they went to Donna Brazile, who's now a Fox News contributor, and said, of course she loved it, but she was disappointed that Kamala Harris wasn't mentioned. And then the reports came out that it's possible that Michelle may have recorded it before.
That would be smart.
The the running mate had been chosen.
I would do that.
And then Trump is making fun of that now.
Why?
Trump is out literally not that long ago. Talking.
I don't care if she shot that and it's cut up to all hell and it was directed and there's lighting cues. I don't give a fuck. It was a great message and it makes sense, right? So what? So what?
Well, right.
And what reasonable person wouldn't want to shoot this ahead of time? Right? I mean, it would make the night easier. It's different.
Well,
than,
yeah, not. I don't think many of them were live.
What's the point?
I think a number of them were taped.
Well, yeah, and why would it matter? It's Zoom.
Right.
You're not there anyway. I mean, I hate everybody sometimes. Why would you shit on this? That beautiful speech she just gave. Oh, she pre-recorded it. Fuck you, man.
So Trump is in Yuma,
yes.
Arizona, and there was a hate rally.
Oh, okay.
But the funny thing is now, the camera has moved a lot closer to the president at okay. these rallies because there's not enough people
oh,
there
I see.
To fill up.
They don't want to die from COVID. Do you still have
yeah.
to, do
you so,
still have you to
know,
sign
like,
a waiver?
There's like 100 people here, and they try to cram them all into the camera shot.
They're all wearing masks,
and
right?
make them, well, all I see are a lot of red hats. I can't see their yeah. faces, to be honest
right.
with you.
Oh, that's nice, then. Full masks.
But this is how, I guess,
he's so sad.
Open. Well, no, wait. Is this a rerun that somebody retweeted?
It's a retweet. How sad. This sad old fucking racist.
No, it's 23 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So he just got to Yuma, and this is Aaron Rupar reporting. The first words out of Trump's mouth in Yuma, Arizona.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. The crowd is chanting okay. 4 more years.
Right.
Thank you very much. And, you know, considering that we caught President Obama and Sleepy Joe Biden spying on our campaign, treason, we'll probably be entitled to another 4 more years after that.
Oh, shit! Bam!
He ain't joking.
Bam, bam!
He's not joking.
Bam!
Right.
That guy is not fucking around.
He's not joking.
I mean, you know, take...
So if he wins...
What a horrible man.
If he wins and gets another term... Absolutely expect him to somehow try to circumvent the amendment.
Yes.
And get another term. He's going to sue and say it wasn't yes. fair that his first four didn't count because everybody was real meanie pants to him.
The terrifying Rachel Maddow will say things like, you know, she's talking about autocrats. And really autocrats, she made the point that don't really have a life after they're autocrats.
Right.
Because they're deposed.
Jailed,
they're
killed.
Jailed or killed.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what he's looking at, right?
Well, the first two.
Yeah. I mean, so he is not leaving. He's not going to leave on his own. He's nuts.
Hot mic moment.
Oh, shit. Did Trump say the N-word?
No.
I mean, it's news, so no, who cares?
From Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
No, she didn't say anything bad. Damn it.
Before, I guess she did read hers live. Before she went live for her speech last night, she said this, and it sounds like the sound cuts out, but she... ends up mouthing these two words at the end of this sentence. So she's not, the sound didn't cut out and she's not being bleeped. She censored herself, but okay. she exaggeratedly mouthed the words for the crew setting
oh,
up the cameras and everything. This is a hot mic.
Oh no.
Before she went live.
Yeah.
It's not just Shark Week. It's Shark Week.
Motherfucker, she says. It's not just Shark Week. It's Shark Week, motherfucker.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
It's not just Shark Week.
It's Shark Week.
I like it.
I have learned about the hot mic.
Jeez. I think that's a great campaign slogan for her whenever she runs.
It's Shark Week, motherfucker.
It's not just Shark Week. It's Shark Week, motherfucker. That's great. Good job.
But she's on camera.
Well.
Listen, and we know what she said.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
I think it'd be funny if she just said it.
Yeah. Yeah. Fist in the air. Yeah. Sell it.
Shark Week, motherfucker.
We need shit like that. Come on, Gretchen. It's Gretchen Shark Week, motherfucker.
Governor of Michigan.
Yay.
And a Democrat.
I'm sure someone, oh yes, I'm sure someone in the South has been like, it's Shark Week, motherfucker! Shotgun pump! I'm sure that's happened.
I'm sure Trump has said it.
Oh yeah. Shotgun pump.
We've got, oh boy.
And she's running against a gentleman who is, when you read what he's done, when you read what he said about the Second Amendment and about all other things. You...
So he must be stumping for what's her face? Sally McFuckface out in Arizona.
He sounds stupid.
Who's running against the astronaut?
Oh, yeah, Mark Kelly. But why does he sound so stupid?
So he's talking about Mark Kelly, that Mark Kelly is so against the Second Amendment.
But then he says in lots of other things, and he just...
Because he doesn't know what he's talking about.
He sounds like an... Yeah, he sounds like an idiot.
When you read what he's done, when you read what he said about the Second Amendment and about all other things, you're not going to want to vote for him.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to want to have them play with your Second Amendment.
What?
I'll tell you what. If I weren't president, I don't believe, Doug, you'd have a Second Amendment right now. I don't think...
His wife was shot in the fucking face. She was shot in the face. That is why the man is talking about gun control. You sad little bitch.
If I weren't the president, I don't think you would have a Second Amendment.
Oh, my God, you asshole.
Anymore.
But does Trump not realize why Mark Kelly might have that's why Mark Kelly is in politics, I think. I really do.
I think so, yeah.
His wife was shot in the face, and it was horrible. Do you remember? In that, it was in a parking
lot or
something in
Arizona.
Yeah,
of course.
Fucking horrible. Does Trump not remember that? Does he not remember that? No one in his administration says, hey, when you talk about Mark Kelly, lay off the gun shit, because it's a little different with him.
Incredible document that I'm signing, and I wanted to just add something because this was brought up a week ago and I was so surprised that it was never done before, because later today I will be signing a full and complete pardon for Susan B. Anthony. She was never pardoned.
Did it get a laugh?
No, that's the point.
It got a laugh.
They laughed.
Oh my God.
Signing a full and complete pardon for Susan B. Anthony. She was never pardoned. Did you know that? She was never pardoned. What took so long?
They are laughing at you.
And you know that she got a pardon for a lot of other women, and she didn't put her name on the list. So she was never pardoned. And we're for voting. That's right. That's right. She was guilty for voting. And we are going to be signing a full and complete pardon.
That's fabulous.
And I think that's really fabulous.
No, no, because he's turning around. He turned and now he's directing that directly at the two women that were laughing.
He knows.
So he turned around and he's like,
yeah, guys, the little black vans are going to come pick you up.
Ladies.
Yeah, he didn't like that. My God.
And then here's his reaction to Michelle Obama's speech. I know you were waiting to hear what Trump had to say.
Okay, let's hear what he says.
Michelle Obama's speech last night where she said that you're in over your head and the wrong president.
Yeah, no, she was over her head, and frankly, she should have made the speech live, which she did.
And good for that reporter who didn't what do you think of the Michelle Obama speech? Because then he would have said, well, you know, I didn't see it. I heard it was, you know, I don't know. I heard it was boring.
Exactly,
I heard it was boring. The she said, What do you think of Michelle Obama's speech? Like where she says you're in over your head on everything. Oh, she's in over her head.
Yeah.
That's what starts him off.
That's perfect.
Michelle Obama's speech last night where she said that you're in over your head and the wrong president.
Yeah, no, she was over her head. And frankly, she should have made the speech live, which she didn't do. She taped it. And it was not only taped, it was taped a long time ago because she had the wrong deaths. She didn't even mention the vice presidential candidate. In the speech, and you know, she gets these fawning reviews. If you gave a real review, it wouldn't be so fawning.
Oh, he
too many fawns
makes him crazy. He must have been watching Fox.
It's too much fawning.
I bet he's pissed.
People, but you know, Donald, Mr. President, Dick Buck, people love her because she's a really great person.
Fawning reviews. If you gave a real review, it wouldn't be so fawning. I thought it was a very divisive speech, extremely divisive. We have a tremendous amount of enthusiasm for my campaign because of things like we're talking about now, drug prices and drug cuts and transparency with hospitals and doctors that are going to lower bills by 50%, 70%. You're talking about numbers that are...
I'll bet he's going to say nobody's ever seen.
Incredible.
Well, yeah, no one's ever seen.
There's a procedure. I won't mention what it is. But there's a procedure where one hospital was charging $2,500, another hospital was charging $32 for the exact same procedure using the exact same kit, and the people weren't able to go around and even...
Right, thanks to your fucking private insurance system, and thanks to your fucking medical healthcare system
right,
in general.
Right, I mean, Michelle...
Because we had universal healthcare... That wouldn't happen.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Or even if we had a public option on the exchanges, that wouldn't happen as much because suddenly the America would be one of the biggest purchasers of drugs and coverers of drugs and shit, and they wouldn't let them get away with it.
The thing is, it's Michelle Obama gave this amazing speech. I mean, moving... And she made a damning case against that motherfucker.
Well,
and he's talking.
What did she lie about?
Not one thing.
Well,
And he's talking about, what is he talking about right now? What is it? Some number he's throwing out about 2000. What?
He's mad.
But he's talking about bullshit.
$2 for the exact same procedure using the exact same kit. And the people.
He's talking about all the good shit he's doing. So obviously sometime this morning. One tiny little thing is stuck in his head now that he heard about. And he's decided that he's going to lower drug prices. And that's what
Michelle Obama said. We should be terrified of another 4 years of Trump. And this guy waddles up to the mic. He's like, I made this procedure.
Look at how good I did. Yeah, look at. There was this procedure. Everybody's saying that it was the best. It was nobody's ever thought of this.
Yeah.
People weren't able to go around and even have that option. And it was the exact same. In fact, we did a study, and the one for $32 actually did a better job. Okay, how about that? $2,500, $32.
Which I'll bet he doesn't know that.
He didn't know shit. No.
$2,500, $32, and the cheap one did a better job using the exact same stuff. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about numbers that are incredible. No, I thought her speech was very divisive. And frankly, I wouldn't even be here if it weren't for Barack Obama. See, we're standing in the White House. I wouldn't be in the White House except for Barack Obama because they did a bad job, Biden and Obama. And if they did a good job, I wouldn't be here. I'd be building buildings someplace and having a good time.
God, what a fucking cunt, man. I can't think. I'm sorry if that bothers anyone. I just can't think of another way to describe that fucking asshole. He is a cunt, you know, and
he's a whiny little piss baby.
And it's a, you know, you listen to Michelle Obama's speech and it's scary. It really is scary. 2016 could have been the chance that we lost. To avoid just sliding down the shithole of fascism.
Well, at least we got an idiot.
Yeah. Well, he's not gone
as a fascist leader, right?
He's not gone.
We don't have a Bolsonaro or a Viktor Orban or
right.
I mean, who are assholes?
4 years
slightly
after Trump.
More intelligent.
4 years after Trump, who's our president? Who's our president? Who's our president after
Kamala Harris?
Probably Trump.
Well, Biden's second term.
Well, I mean, if let's say Trump is able to stay, he gets the Supreme Court to say, agree with him in some shit where, you know, vote like it's like another 4 years of Trump or however long he decides to stay. We have President Tom Cotton. We have.
Oh, Ivanka.
President Ivanka. I mean, it's we should all be. She's right. We should be terrified of our future.
What we've done. Did you ever notice the caravans? What happened to the crap? What happened? Debbie, there are no more caravans. What happened? What happened to the caravans? They don't come up anymore.
God, with COVID killing everybody, and who the fuck wants to come to the United States?
And who the fuck knows what the scene is like, because don't people have to wait?
Well, and by the way, there probably are still caravans. He just doesn't care about them now.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck.
That's not his number one issue.
It's insane to me that a guy would... I mean, he actually likes to talk about his immigration policy, which is insane. And when he was talking about Michelle Obama's speech, he brought up the fact she got the death numbers wrong.
Right, because she was off, yeah, by a...
Because
yeah.
She pre-recorded that. She's like, it was only 155,000 when she said it's actually, it's more now.
Right.
Well, why would he go out of his way to make that point?
Because he
that's insane.
He saw that somewhere. Hannity must have said, she obviously taped it because she didn't mention...
Yes.
Kamala.
Let me remind the country that what are we at now? How many people are dead from coronavirus? I don't know.
170 something.
Let me remind the country that's how many people have died of this. In my rebuttal to Michelle Obama, it's just sad.
Here in Florida.
That's our, you know what? I just figured this out. Florida. If Michelle Obama doesn't want to be president of the country, okay, that's tragic. We can hopefully we can absorb that. Can she move to Florida and be our governor?
Why would you make her do that?
That's a great idea. She would win. She would win. Don't you think?
Well, sure, but why not move to Hawaii and be governor?
They don't need her. How do you think things are going here? We need another governor.
3,800 new cases reported today. 219 deaths reported today.
Where?
In Florida.
Okay.
Escambia County has 88 new cases today.
Oh, that number's down.
And 7 new deaths.
Yeah. But the testing's down.
Testing is down everywhere. That's the thing.
So, like, do I sound like a fucking... No. Hippie, where? How do we know what the real number is if we're not testing?
Right.
It's a lot easier to lie about the numbers when you don't know, I guess.
Correct.
Yeah. It's not going to test anymore.
Yeah, right. That's what they're winding down.
So let's say we don't test anymore. The thing goes away. I mean, we are approaching flu season. Do we think it's going to abate during flu season or get worse?
Worse.
Okay. Well,
17% of ICU beds are available in Florida.
Okay.
That's one in
17 is
less than one in five.
Okay. That's 17% availability is good.
No, it's not. That means 83% full.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's less cases.
Yes.
Why, if there's less cases, are the hospitals so fucking full?
Don't you think that what is happening now, people wait longer before they go in to the hospital? I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, you got to wait. If your lips start turning blue, then you go. Right? Or just borrow somebody's fucking oxygen, right? Can you do that?
Baptist Hospital only has 4 adult ICU beds left now here in Florida.
I'll take one with a window.
Here in Pensacola.
Okay.
West Florida Hospital only has 4
Yay.
Adult, but does have 4 pediatric ICUs.
Yeah, that's the only hospital you can work if you're a nurse and you smoke. You can work there.
So 10% of available ICU beds.
Good job, guys. We're killing it, right? That's good.
Right now, 131 beds are full.
In our county.
In our county.
But
out of 147.
You're not talking about the ones that are empty. That's how these people are.
Right.
What are you? Why don't we concentrate on the number of people who have recovered? Why are we ordering extra refrigerator trucks then? What, you know?
Yeah.
If it's not so bad, then explain all the dead people in Hidalgo.
Facilities, this would make removing illegal aliens totally impossible, and you would have murderers, killers, rapists in your midst. I don't think so. Immediately suspend all removals, triggering a tidal wave of, really a flood, if you think, a flood.
Tidal wave is worse than a flood, you fucking moron.
You're gonna need a bucket for that wet ass pussy.
Tidal wave. No, really, a flood. Think of a flood.
Oh my God.
Murderers. So illegal aliens are all murderers, killers, right, and rapists.
And it's not a flood. What did he say? It's a, not a flood, but a.
It's sending a tidal wave, and then he's like, a flood, really? A flood. So the written part was tidal wave, and he decided to change it to flood, well, as if flood is worse.
Well, here's what I've learned about Donald Trump that I learned from one of these books that he, when he watches, like, he likes to watch Jean-Claude Van Damme movies.
Oh, who
but
doesn't?
Sometimes he'll ask, like, I think it's Eric. He'll watch it with Eric, and then Eric, if he has to go away and rape or talk to somebody, he'll come back. He'll ask Eric to describe what happened in the movie. And if it's a part where there's too much dialogue, he'll have Eric fast forward.
Right.
To the action parts of the Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. And so if he's going to say, like he's saying tidal wave and flood, it makes a lot of sense. Because those are the kind of movies he watches. You know, he watches dumb fucking movies about, you know, the end of the world, like tidal waves and earthquake. You know what I mean? I think it reflects the pop culture he anally ingests rectally.
Deanna Lorraine, everybody. Yay, speaking of God, rectums.
What an asshole.
Deanna Lorraine thought she was being so clever last night.
I hope less than 2% of the vote meant no one voted for you. Because it could mean that, right? In that primary could, she did in March?
Well, she probably voted for herself.
Okay, I hope that's the case. Because if anyone votes for you, it's sad, because you suck.
Her, among other horrible tweets last night, where she, when Michelle Obama's speech was starting, she said, "Here comes Big Mike."
Oh, God.
And then she was mocking her later and called her Michael.
That is, like, what is that? That's horrible. That's,
well, right. That's their thing, that Michelle Obama has a penis.
It's transphobic what they're doing, what they're saying.
Those are still up, I believe, those tweets. But this one, she took down real quick.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, but they're both horrible. That was horrible what she said, Big Mike.
But at least one of the screen caps I'm looking at, everybody screen caps everything now.
Yes,
I mean, you can't, nothing's out there for 10 seconds.
Right. Deanna.
And she tweeted, "Why is George Floyd's family speaking at the Dem convention? # Dem convention. Did they offer them free meth? ?
You know,
at this point, 1,530 retweets, 3,000 likes, 3,000 people liked that.
Oh, it's so horrible. You know,
she removed it.
And that was last night, right?
Yes.
Yesterday.
During the.
You know what also I saw flying around on Facebook was a bunch of George Floyd memes from assholes that talked about some robbery he was involved in. And they claimed that George Floyd beat up some woman in a robbery on some meme. And I saw that circulating, and that's just not true. And that's bullshit.
Right.
Why are people doing this?
Because they're deplorable racists.
I mean, it's just not true. And
they don't care.
And why meth? Why did she have to say that?
Because she's a deplorable racist.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be crack, by the way, if
yeah. Yeah, why not? Why meth? Free meth?
Did they offer them free meth?
Did she hashtag free meth? Like, free it?
No. She hashtagged dumb convention.
God. Well, hey, how about this? Speaking at the DNC convention, that kid in the MAGA hat that was at some rally that some, I don't know, some protesters yelled at some MAGA child. That kid's speaking for some fucking reason.
Oh, yeah.
And the people with the guns from Missouri.
Don't forget Scott Baio.
Is he really speaking?
Yeah.
About what? Didn't it come out that possibly he was involved in some diddling and Charles in charge?
Some of the kids have accused him.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Right.
I mean, the accusations are out there, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott
Baio is going to speak at the RNC. Imagine the choices you have to make what you're going to watch. Am I going to watch Scott Baio on Zoom?
Right.
Or I'm going to watch Bosch.
Awesome interview on CNN.
Yes.
With Anderson Cooper.
Cooper. The Coop.
Interviewing the odious, buffoonish.
Right.
My Pillow guy.
Oh, my fucking God.
The CEO there.
Mike Lindell. How the fuck did Mike Lindell find himself on Anderson Cooper's show?
Here he is because, and now Anderson Cooper, they're talking about this alleged miracle cure now all of a sudden.
Okay.
This oleander.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is poisonous.
Well, and there's, here we go. So here is Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
Just coincidentally.
Do you take oleander?
No. Okay. Just coincidentally bought some stake in Phoenix Biotechnology. He's been added to the board of directors there.
Ooh.
He has a financial stake in the company, and it's a company that makes a drug called Oleandrin, which is derived from Oleandra.
Okay. This fuck is famous for making a very comfortable pillow, right?
Well, no. He's known for making a pillow that he could put on infomercials and say it was made in the USA and Jesus rubbed his balls on it.
It is comfortable, though.
Allegedly, but I haven't, I don't know, I've never heard anybody talk about how great their fucking MyPillow is.
I'm trying to figure out who this guy is. Is there any way we can say he's a scientist because he developed a pillow that is very comfortable on which to put your fucking head? I mean, there's some science there. The comfort.
Maybe. I don't know.
Shit happens in your brain biologically when you're comfortable, right? That's science.
Maybe.
So maybe he has, maybe there's a reason we should be listening to him.
I see.
I don't know.
I am just telling you, this is the answer. Wouldn't you want to save lives? Sir, this is what my heart is. I gave it to my friends and family.
I gave it to my friends and family. It saved their lives.
Don't you recognize his voice from the MyPillow commercials?
Yeah.
And it's so insane to hear that voice talking about this. What in the shit is happening?
So Anderson Cooper is like, you know, what peer-reviewed studies have you done? And he's like, I gave it to my families.
Your family? Your family?
This is the answer. Wouldn't you want to save lives? Sir, this is what my heart is. I gave it to my friends and family.
Wow.
You hear that?
Yeah, good for you,
You
Anderson.
Really are like a snake oil salesman.
God damn.
To my friends and family.
Wow. You really are like a snake oil salesman. I mean, this is, you could be in the old West standing on a box telling people to drink your amazing elixir.
I give the glory to God. No, I do what God, I do what Jesus has me do. I give the glory to God. And I want to help people.
Jesus
That's
wants
my
you
passion.
Out there promoting,
I'm not driven. I'm not
promoting
money driven.
Remedies that are not remedies because they've never been tested.
You think Jesus wants you out there promoting remedies that have never been tested? This is the Trump.
Yeah.
This is the Trump mail right here.
Yes, yes.
Bluster that is backed by nothing.
And all bluster,
and yelling and Jesus, all backed by nothing.
You ever notice, and I love how Anderson Cooper is calling this motherfucker out. Do you ever notice, like, when Anderson gets pissed off at guests that are just being really stupid? It seems like he starts to have a conversation with himself. Like, he's yelling
at
the people.
Well, yeah, he's ignoring this idiot, yeah.
It's like
he just keeps going with his question and lets this idiot yell.
Oh, God. And thank God it's Zoom, right? Is Mike Lindell zooming in or something like that?
Yeah.
He's not in the studio fucking. No, because you know Mike Lindell ain't wearing a mask.
Sir, you said you've seen this test. Where is it?
the tests are out there. The 1,000 people, phase
where,
one and phase
where
two.
Where is the test? Show it to us.
I don't have
name
the test
who where
me.
It's from. Who did the test? What university? What doctors?
Well, you'd have to talk to. I guess you'd have to have Dr. Carson and then the company that all the
you
tests.
You said
that
you
were
saw the test.
Show.
You read the test. So tell me about the test. How? Where was it done?
The test. It was done on over 1,000 people.
Where was it? Where was it done? And what were the procedures for the test? You read this. Let's hear
the
it.
The procedures are it was used against cancer. So they did when you do a safety test of phase one and phase two, it's to see if there's any
there's been no phase one and phase two on this drug, that? Sir. There's been no phase one and phase two on
yeah,
this drug.
Yeah,
sir.
Absolutely.
So it may have this Ole Anson or whatever may have some therapeutic benefit for something, but there's nothing to say it's good for COVID. This guy just pulled it out of his asshole all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That it's the COVID.
Well, I think, you know. There's a money factor involved here, I think.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Is Anderson Cooper engaged in this? Is he also playing Candy Crush? It sounds like he's barely trying.
On the What's drug, that? Sir. There's been no phase one and phase two on
yeah,
this drug,
yeah,
sir.
Absolutely there has. The FDA has had it since April. 100%. You're just misconstrued because the media is trying to take away this amazing cure that
sir,
works for everyone.
Okay, so just for our viewers... You have no medical background. You're not a scientist. A guy called you in April, said he had this product. You are now on the board and going to make money from the sale of this product.
The reason he reached out
to you is because you have the ear of the president. So he gets a meeting.
Mike
Lindell, you are getting handled.
Sale of this product.
The reason he reached out
to you is because you have the ear of the president. So he gets a meeting with the president and you stand to make money from
that's
this.
Your
How
narrative.
Do you sleep
Anderson,
at night?
Anderson, that's your narrative. This is
You're
I just
not
got to
make money
last
from this
week because they want. I don't care about the money. I think I've proven that.
Really?
I give millions of dollars to everything that happens from hurricanes to $4 million with the mask that I gave out free. Pocket. I just want to say, if you let me talk here,
sure.
I will tell you, they put me on the board last week because when this gets approved by the FDA, which it will, it's passed every safety test. They have all the studies done, which
the
you
FDA
don't
doesn't really approve
FDA.
Supplements.
When this comes out, this company wanted me because I help people. That's my passion. And I can scale things to get it out to everybody to save our country, save lives.
I can scale things means I can put it in front of that orange moron.
Yes.
And he'll say, I don't know, we'll take a look at it. That's what he said when he was asked about it today. Well, I don't know, we're looking at everything. You know, I did hear some people talking about that. So, you know, of course, we're looking at it.
This is why business people don't work in government sometimes. Because, like, sometimes they're like, oh, we can scale this, but it won't be perfect. But we're talking about a treatment. We're talking about a treatment for something that people really need.
Oh, so you want to help people so it'll be available for free.
You know, Mike Lindell sounds like he's on the elliptical doing this interview. He's tired.
Oh, he's flailing around. You should see him. He looks like Giuliani. Like they lose their mind.
This little bitch is like, will you let me talk?
Sure. He's done.
The FDA doesn't really approve supplements.
When this comes out, this company wanted me because I help people. That's my passion. And I can scale things to get it out to everybody to save our country, to save lives.
There's no evidence. How are you different than a snake oil salesman? You have no medical background. There's no evidence of the substance. It hasn't been tested in animals or humans.
I think my platform stands by itself. A platform that God gave me. I've been taking.
God gave me a pillow to stand on.
Oh my gosh! I mean, Mike Lindell, if you're listening to the Crab Diving podcast,
I would think not.
On Spotify, Stitcher, the podcasting app. Maybe you're listening at crabdiving.com. I don't fucking know. But like, you know, I don't know. I think you got played. I think this company wanted to put you on the board because you're good friends with Donald Trump. That's it, right? That's it.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's
Humans.
I think my platform stands by itself. I have a platform that God gave me of integrity and trust. I would not go all in on something to help people.
You see the look on Anderson Cooper's face when he says integrity, a platform of integrity and trust. And Anderson Cooper is like, Cooper's like, oh, really?
God, hey, Mike, what did you think? I wonder what Mike thought his expectations on this interview would be. I wonder if they would be like, oh, Mike Lindell of MyPillow is developing this treatment for coronavirus. Let me suck his Jesus dick. Is that what this guy thought?
I'm just telling you, this is the answer. Wouldn't you want to save lives? Sir, this is what my heart is. I gave it to my friends and family.
You really are like a snake oil salesman. You could be in the old West standing on a box telling people to drink your amazing elixir.
I do what Jesus has me do. I give the glory to God. And I want to help people.
Jesus wants you out there promoting remedies that are not remedies because they've never been tested.
And why would I do this? Ask yourself why I would ruin my reputation if I didn't believe in this product.
Why would I do this? Bam! Money. Why would I ruin my reputation? You don't have a great reputation.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Oh my God, you walked into that, you fucking God. Hey, you better go put your head on a real soft pillow after that one. Oh shit. He walked right into that.
Anderson Cooper,
man. What a dumb fucker. Mike Lindell is so stupid.
But this is, what have they got? Oh. This is what they've got. Bluster. Bluster, Jesus.
It's like, I don't want to ruin my reputation. Here you go.
And Anderson Cooper's like filing his nails.
Just, bam.
Whatever.
Bam. Goodbye. Bye, Felicia.
Why would I do this? Money.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would I ruin my reputation? You don't have a good reputation.
Why would I do this?
Ask yourself, why would ruin my reputation if I didn't believe in this product?
Boom. You don't have a great reputation.
Boom. Well, if you say that, I'm going to pray for you, Anderson.
You settled for $1 million in California. You have an F from the Better Business Bureau.
See, when people aren't trying to bullshit you about some fucking Oleander shit and they have the facts, it's like they can, in these little fights, they take little fact daggers out and they stab you in the side.
Right.
And you can't get away.
From the Better Business Bureau.
You're in my prayers, Anderson, because they destroyed me when I went all in for this great president. That's what it was. I was on the Better Business Bureau of Minnesota going after you because you support Trump. I was up for their torture award, their highest award they give to the best companies
in the country.
Anderson's laughing now at this point.
As soon as I went all in for the president, the Better Business Bureau lowered me from an A plus to an F. It is sad that companies do stuff like that out there.
For you to lie like this is really extraordinary to me. The Better Business Bureau looked at your advertising. I'll stand by the truth, and that is the truth.
Jeez, dude. See, Mike Lindell.
So there was like some false advertising practices going on.
Yes,
and of course he's claiming
some bullshit
because he likes Trump.
I was up for an award, yes, and then they looked at your advertisements.
It's a major award.
Oh shit! Oh yes, you got a leg,
a leg lamp. It's a major award.
See that's the problem. Why? Why is this guy at the Rose Garden giving speeches sometimes? Why does this fuckface have the ear of the president?
Because he gave a lot of money.
Oh, God, why? God, that's stupid. No, that's the answer with the joy.
And he licks his little pillowcase.
But that was the thing with the ambassador to Ukraine, right?
Yeah, sure.
And the thing with the joy.
Well, that's all you need.
And the thing with...
DeVos. Remember when the first time he went abroad as president...
Yes.
We found out it was a NATO thing or a G7 thing. I forget what the fuck it was. But we found out that everybody else was told, all you got to do is flatter him.
Yeah. Make him feel
Other world
good.
Leaders were said, just flatter him. Tell him how great his election was.
He's a sad...
And you'll be able to manipulate him like putty.
Because you know, man, he hates himself. He's a fucking sad, fucking angry racist.
God, I hope he hates himself.
And all you got to do is make him... I don't even know. Just fillet his ego. You're right. Just make him feel good about his shitty self. And you got Mike Lindell. If the brilliant Mike Lindell can, how is Mike Lindell? Yeah, you're right. It was his money. It was his money.
100%.
Because Mike Lindell sounds like a dumb fuck. And Mike Lindell, it sounds like you hang out on Fox most of the time. and probably dumb fuck AM radio with a bunch of fucking maggots that never really challenge you. But don't go to CNN, dickhead.
Also in the news, thanks for joining us, everybody. Holy shit. Again, winding down here on today's show. We do this
and also
every weekday.
Don't you think, Anderson, I don't know if you listen to the show, but you knew Mike Lindell was coming over to your show and you don't like him. And so, you know, you're ready, right? You think he was ready to take out Mike Lindell in the flower?
Oh, well, yeah, he knew he all was, the, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Aunt Becky.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Actor Lori Loughlin.
Right.
Of Full House fame and also of my daughters apparently can't get into college, so we're going to invent a rowing career for them, and they're going to be joining the crew team on scholarship.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, Felicity Huffman.
To, like, USC or something like that.
Aunt Becky is the one that fucked up and didn't come clean as early as Felicity,
Felicity Huffman said, I admit it, mea culpa, we're done. Lori Loughlin and her asshole husband, fashion designer husband, were like, fuck you, we're going to court.
Here's the great thing about all of this that we're missing is that because of this, William H. Macy, who I think is just a great actor, is going to have to work a lot longer.
Well, I think he's okay to begin with. But
is he? I mean, didn't they get fined and shit like that?
Well, she got fined. I don't know what their finances are like.
Right.
Federal prosecutors today,
or
yesterday, Monday, urged a judge to accept deals that call for Full House actor Lori Loughlin to spend 2 months in prison.
Damn! Oh, shit!
And her fashion designer husband, Massimo Giannulli, to serve 5 months in prison.
Damn!
For paying $500,000.
What the fuck?
To bribe their daughter's way into college.
You could also have done this for her future. You should have said, hey, we'll give you $500,000, daughter, and you can, you know, pay to get into a normal school, whatever, study, maybe you'll learn some shit, and invest the money. Or just invest the money. It's $500,000 fucking dollars, right?
Yeah. Prosecutors said in the court filings that the proposed prison terms are comparable to the sentences of other prominent parents that were charged in the case.
Yes.
While accounting for Loughlin and Giannulli's, quote, repeated and deliberate conduct and decision to allow their children to become complicit in the crime.
Oh,
some of these kids
shit.
Didn't know what was going on, like, especially if they paid someone to just switch their SAT score or whatever.
Who's the influencer?
That was Laughlin's kid.
Oh, okay.
The prosecutor said the husband was the more active participant in the scheme.
Oh, yeah.
But Lori Loughlin took a less active role, but was nonetheless fully complicit. They did finally plead guilty after, remember, they were dumb.
Oh, yeah.
They could have taken a plea deal and maybe avoided even jail time.
So do you think what happened is his husband thought of it? He got into it. He started doing it. He had to convince her. He had to sell her on it. So then he sold her on it. Oh, God, she must hate the fuck out of that guy.
I don't know. Yeah. The famous couple pleaded guilty in May to paying $500,000 to get their two daughters into the University of Southern California as crew recruits, even though neither girl had ever rowed.
Wow. So did the husband have to talk the wife into it, saying, listen, there's no way our daughters are going to get into a good school? God, that's a crazy argument to make.
Well, and didn't they have pictures of them? Like, they took them out pictures and rowed, doing crew shit and stuff to try to invent this crew career they allegedly had?
At what point in this caper?
And then they paid off the other side of the coin was they paid off the coach at the university to sign off on it.
Yeah.
He gets some extra money. And then these two idiots never show up for crew practice. Well, it's not like they suddenly start rowing.
Right, right. I mean, why don't you, at what point are you like, it might be easier for my dumb fucking kids to work really hard to get
good. Well, and the one kid didn't want to go. She had a cosmetic line or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Right. Well, it was tied to people in dorms. She was an influencer on how to, like, style your dorm room and shit like that. But she wasn't really going to school, and she complained about it all the time on those fucking videos.
The defense had insisted for over a year that they had believed their payments were legitimate donations.
Oh, yes. Legit donations, baby. Legit donations.
So the judge said he'll decide whether to accept or reject the deals.
Yeah.
After considering a pre-sentencing report, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, shit, man. They fucked up. So can her daughters, are they allowed to apply to schools or?
Operation Varsity Blues was the scam.
God. Named after a TV show.
The scheme led by admissions consultant Rick Singer involved including top businessmen, lawyers, and others prominent, other parents paying huge sums to have people take entrance exams on behalf of their kids.
Yay.
Or to get them into schools as fake sports recruits.
Hey, wait. Somebody was in the news recently. It came out that someone took someone's SATs for them, and it came out recently.
Oh, Donald Trump?
Oh, that was our president. Okay.
Under the plea deal, Giannulli has also agreed to pay a $250,000 fine.
Oh.
And to perform 250 hours of community service. Lori Loughlin will be paying a $150,000 fine and performing 100 hours of community service.
Damn!
They funneled money through a sham charity operated by college admission. This Rick Singer guy.
Yeah.
Who said he was a college admissions consultant.
Oh, yes. You know what I do if I live near Laughlin? I don't know what play it would be, but I would put a play together and I would say, listen, if you want to do your community service, just do this play and we'll make tons of money. You know. I don't know what play would be good for her.
So there you go.
It's just a bizarre fucking story, man. Trump would never do that.
After the couple successfully bribed their, their younger daughter's way into USC, Singer forwarded them an email saying she was let in because of her, quote, potential to make a significant contribution to the intercollegiate athletic program.
We're going to give the football team a fuck ton of cash. America.
Lori Loughlin responded, "This is wonderful news." High five emoji. Felicity Huffman, like you mentioned, served 2 weeks behind bars late last year after she admitted to paying $15,000 to have someone correct her daughter's entrance exam answers.
That's all they did. That's all she did. $15,000 for the exam.
To fix the SAT or the ACT, whatever.
That's not nearly as bad as what Loughlin did, right?
Hence the lower.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
why do that? Why even do that? Why don't you let your daughter have fucked up shitty SAT scores? So what? Everyone is rich here. It's not going to make a difference in her fucking life, right?
And that daughter might not have known, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, she's
it's great how much confidence your parents have in you that they pay somebody to fix your. Fix
right.
your SAT.
You're right. This isn't as big a hit. For, like William H. Macy isn't going to have to do some shitty fucking sitcom.
No, it's done. She's done. She picked up trash on the side of the road for a while. She spent 12 days in jail. Not that I want to spend any time
did
in
he
jail,
know
but
about it?
You know, it was 12 days and she's done.
Did William H. Macy know about it?
I can't believe he didn't, but somehow.
I just, you know.
Somehow he got away with not. It sounds like she was mainly the main person doing it.
I love him. He's a great actor. Nobody to me communicates rage physically
like Mason. Macy,
William
I mean?
H. Macy, man,
really?
that scene in Fargo when he's scraping the
oh well yeah yeah yeah
shit,
yeah
he just starts beating the shit out of his windshield.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then you can always find us on your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet, ratedrcomedy.com, ratedrcomedy on the Instagram, ratedrcomedy on the Twitter, ratedrcomedy on Facebook, and ratedrcomedy on the TikTok.
I got one tick. Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile. I'll make you a TikTok account.
Don't make me a TikTok. Have a blessed evening, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
And now he's crapping all over us. It makes me... I'm animated. I'm alive. I'm not blaming all lesbians. We have broken their back. We're winning. I can feel the spirit rising. Can't you?
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.